You're welcome back to the News at One, and we're going to talk now about what's been happening in Gaza, where harsh winter conditions are making life difficult for those displaced and left homeless by the war. Humanitarian agencies say they're facing significant challenges because of restrictions imposed by Israel. Israel has suspended the registration of more than 24 aid organisations because it says they haven't complied with new registration rules. Claire Nicolet is Médecins Sans Frontières Emergency Coordinator in Gaza, and I asked her what conditions were like in the areas and hospitals where they're working.
The situation is really catastrophic, we can say, because unfortunately, not only the level of destruction, not only the number of wounded that are still there and we need to treat them, but also now the winter is coming and it has been already destroying a lot of tents, buildings are collapsing. So it's like one day after another, there is one more catastrophe for the population in Gaza. So this is a little bit what we are facing these days.
We know that a very large number of homes were destroyed. So what are living conditions like now?
So the problem is that people either they are living in tents, they are living in makeshift shelters, and even the tents they have are very bad quality because we have so much difficulties not to bring in good quality inside Gaza because of Israeli authorities' limitation. So the reality, either they are living in these makeshift shelters, tents, or they are living in destroyed buildings that obviously it's really not very easy for them either. And that's why we've seen a lot of collapse these days, and even deaths because of this collapse of building that were half destroyed and people are even living inside it, or it's going on the tent at the moment when it's destroyed. So it's a very terrible situation at the moment because of this.
I was wondering if one of the problems an agency like yourselves might be having at the moment is the extent to which the wider world has now looked away because of what's happening elsewhere.
So that's quite difficult indeed these days because now that there is kind of a ceasefire, I cannot say a real ceasefire because honestly it's very fragile. We are hearing every day still some bombings. So it's not like it's completely safe today in Gaza. But since then, and with so many things happening in the world indeed, it looks like indeed there is not so much support anyway, or maybe people not looking at what's happening at the moment in Gaza anymore. It's like already almost a forgotten crisis. And we can see that the situation is just getting worse and worse because there is less and less aid also coming, and we can expect even worse in the coming weeks and months.
MSF were on a list of agencies whose registration was suspended by Israel. So what's your status now?
So at the moment, indeed, we are not registered anymore since 1st of January 2026, which means first that we cannot rotate our international staff anymore. So it means that, for instance, I am myself inside Gaza at the moment, but I cannot have any replacement anytime soon because indeed we are not anymore registered. And also we cannot receive any more supply. So at the moment, we cannot bring anything inside the Gaza Strip on our name. So it means we are a little bit stuck. Also, normally, if nothing changes and we cannot find an agreement with the Israeli authorities, it means that they will ask us to basically stop our activities in the coming months.
And are efforts continuing then to try and find an agreement on this? Because, as listeners may know, Israel says it wants the names of workers and it also wants funding details, which it says are necessary to prevent Hamas from infiltrating aid organisations.
Yeah, so indeed we are trying to discuss with the Israeli authorities and to find a common ground. So far we couldn't manage to have this discussion. We don't manage to get meetings to discuss the issues, to explain why what we have already said, we want to have guarantees about what will be done with the list of our staff. All of this, unfortunately, we didn't manage to have it. So this is where we are a little bit stuck today, because today we don't have open dialogue as we would like to have with the Israeli authorities to just find a common ground and move on with this.
And that was Claire Nicolet of Médecins Sans Frontières in Al-Mawasi in Gaza talking to me a short time ago.